Odd Girl Out by Ian McNess.
I never felt like I fitted in here. I'm not posh or anything, and I'm not wishing someone had spotted me and whisked me away to Hollywood. Okay, maybe that'd be nice. Working a baker's? Yeah, not glamorous, but pays the rent. They make this noise, the ovens, when the next selection of pies and pasties is ready. A beep beep noise. And I wake up in the morning sometimes all confused when my alarm goes off, thinking, oh, I must get them buns out. What? My boyfriend? Oh, he's a lazy little Oh, no, I can't say that, can I? Thinks he's some bad boy, because he hangs around with his mates instead of staying in with me. Thinks he can lie about all day long doing Oh, no, I can't say that neither, can I? I'm in the baker's, and he rings me mobile.
Hiya, babe, what are you up to?
And I says, aye, Damo, I'm surrounded by hot barm cakes. What are you up to? And he tells me, and I just want to punch his head in. Can I say that? Get a job, you lazy... Oh, no, no, I'm not saying that. I don't care anymore. Don't care. Been like this for months now. Go round and see me mum. Yeah, she's okay, me mum. She's on her own. And I know. I know when I go round. She's looking at me, wanting to say something. But she won't, because she knows that I'm not going to listen. Never did. Can I tell you a secret? There's this little alleyway down near where I work. I used to go down there and play with the boys. I mean, proper play with them. Not told anyone else that. I don't know why I'm telling you. Know why I did it? To fit in. To be like all those other girls who I thought were doing it too. I wanted to fit in so much, because otherwise I just got called names and kicked and punched. I spoke a bit different, because my mum was from Cheshire and they said I was too posh. Don't recognise myself back then, to be honest. What was I thinking of? Well, I know what I was thinking, actually. Does this make me a grown-up? I'm doing this with boys, so does that stop me being a stupid little kid? Yeah, I know now I was just a stupid little kid. Damien don't know about that, what I used to get up to. He gets really jealous. No way I want him knowing all that. I don't know why he gets jealous, because I don't even look at other blokes these days. You know what? He used to go through my phone looking at texts. Or when someone called, he'd check who was flashing up on the screen. I had to give all my bloke friends code names. Serious. I've got Steve, who's now Steph. James, who's Jamie. Oh, I almost didn't get away with that one. Dave is now Tracy. I know. I couldn't think of one for him at the time. If not change it now, I won't know he was bleeding calling me. Tell you another secret. 2 months gone. Only 20. I haven't told Damien. Because he's either going to go mental... Or he's just going to get all excited and tell all his mates he's going to be a dad. And I'll see him even less because he's out celebrating for the next 7 months. I don't know why I'm still with him. Because there was this time that he really hurt me. And I thought, I'm never letting you do that again. You know what? I didn't. But ever since then I've been thinking, why am I with this guy? Do I trust him? Is this going anywhere? Well, we know where it went, don't we? But I think part of me doesn't want to tell him because I'm thinking, is he going to snap? And even though he swore he'd never lose it again, I don't know. So I'm 20 and I'm petrified of this thing. What's it doing in there? What is it thinking about? Is it going to end up just like me? Why would I want to bring a child up here surrounded by tower blocks and waste ground? Why would I wish that on anyone else? And they say it's all changing and things are getting better. I can't see any of it. How's it going to affect me? Probably knock down my bakery and turn it into a coffee shop. And I'll have to serve paninis and cappuccinos to stuck-up tow rags who think there's something special. How's that progress? So I've decided that I'm going to change things. This baby is being born in a good place. I'm going to make sure that Damien is a good father, and if he's not, he's gone. Yeah, I know I'm only one person. Well, two now. But I am sick of hating this place where I live. I'm sick of it. So I'm going to make things happen. Otherwise, what's the point? Is that okay? Am I done?
Odd Girl Out was performed by Kate Ambrose. The piece was written by Ian McNess and directed by Aaron Kelly.